Senate Bill 248 is the next bill up. This is the bill to create a higher education savings plan on behalf of the Committee of Education at the request of the governor. Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you. Ray Christensen, Secretary of Education and Cultural Affairs. I'm speaking on Senate Bill 248, and from time to time a bill comes along that truly is a win-win for South Dakota. Senate Bill 248 is such a bill, a win for students who dream of pursuing higher education, and a win for parents and family members who see the opportunity to invest their hard-earned funds. In December, the U.S. Census Bureau reported that our state tied with Washington for the highest percentage of people aged 25 and older that would get a high school diploma at 91.8. We can be very proud of that K-12 high school education graduation rate, but our track record isn't as good with percentage of kids that graduate from college. That figure is only 25.7, and we're not proud of that. It's the lowest in the country. But we can do much better. We need to do much better. Senate Bill 248 will help to improve that. The South Dakota Higher Education Savings Plan, created by Senate Bill 248, is an important step. It will afford new opportunities for South Dakota students to stay in our state, receive their higher education, and hopefully remain here for long term as a productive, educated, and accomplished citizen. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, there are others here today who are prepared to discuss the mechanics of the bill and how it would work. I defer to them, but I simply wanted you to know that we believe this is good policy for South Dakota. It's an important marketing tool for South Dakota. It's good for kids. It's good for our state. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd defer to Ron Williamson, who will give you a lot more information about the details.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Any further supporters of House Bill or Senate Bill 248?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Ron Williamson, representing First Financial Bank, which is a credit card bank located in the Dunes, and they also have a service center in Sioux Falls. And it's a bank that I've had a relationship with for a number of years. In the last couple of years, since I left Citibank, it's been a little bit closer. And they had an interest in this bill, and which many of you have had the opportunity to vote on before and have seen before, and it has passed in years past, but was vetoed by the governor last year for some reasons which many of you are aware of and which I can touch on if you'd like me to. But this year, in working with the governor's office, we've overcome those concerns on behalf of the governor's office, and as evidenced by it being a governor's bill. Basically, as the Secretary said, this is what is commonly referred to in the IRS code as Section 529, which allows individuals to contribute money towards higher education for the beneficiaries, which are members of the family, and it receives preferable tax preference in the code. In that it is then similar to an IRA, where it is there, and it continues to grow, and then it can be used, and it's not taxed while it grows, and then it can be used by the beneficiary when that individual attends an institution of higher education, be it a VOTEC, a college, university, or whatever. And it includes all colleges and universities. I'll just touch on it. Gives favored treatment as far as federal gift and estate taxes, and a couple or an individual can contribute without having to worry about estate, gift, or generation skipping taxes. More than $100,000 per beneficiary can be contributed. If a child decides to go to college, another member of the family can use the money, and as I said, the earnings grow tax deferred. South Dakota is one of the very few states that does not have this available to in South Dakota. If you or I today wanted to participate in such a plan, actually, you could go and participate in another state, wherever they might have it. And so other people can also participate in the South Dakota plan. It would be administered, the rules and regulations would be written by the Investment Council. The reason it was put there is because the belief that that's where the expertise is. It is funded by fees and administrative fees from the financial institutions that participate and from fees that come from the funds. So I think with that, I should mention it was amended in the Senate. There were two very minor amendments. One had to do with the definition of a trust, which the Securities Department put on, the State Securities Department and the Board of Regents also put a couple amendments on, which referred to the definition of higher education and also to board and room, which is also included, can be covered relative to the funds. So with that, I think I will stop, and if you have any questions, be more than happy to answer them. And Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Williamson, and we'll see if there are other proponents and opponents, then we'll come back to your questions for you. Further proponents?
Good morning, my name is Jim Shackleton. I'm General Counsel for the South Dakota Board of Regents. We are very supportive of this approach to addressing one of the critical problems that confronts all South Dakotans who are looking at higher education alternative, and that's simply the cost. At present, about 80% of our students debt finance their college education. The debt load as of 2000 for our students range from between $13,700 and $17,700 on average. $13,700 was the average debt load at Northern State, which produces a substantial number of the teachers that are going out into our education. That's a very heavy load to start out your life with. This is a vehicle that allows some of those who have accumulated wealth to be able to try to transfer it to the rising generation to help facilitate their needs finance higher education and hopefully to put them on their feet more quickly. And net benefit for everyone, as Secretary Christensen pointed out. The board would strongly encourage you to support this legislation to that end. I might note in closing that when I checked the website a couple of weeks ago, South Dakota is now the only state in the union that does not have a program like this. So it's something that would be timely and very helpful. Be happy to answer any questions if there be any.
Thank you very much. Are there further proponents? Yes, further proponents.
Elaine Roberts with the South Dakota Education Association. We have been a proponent and a supporter of this bill for at least as many years as I have been coming when it was brought to the legislature by the treasurer's office. So we think its time has come. It's a way to assist families in preparing for their children's higher education, and we hope you'll give it favorable consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents? Mr. Ng.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Gene Ank representing the Associated School Boards. I think the best information that was given by the Secretary of Education. We're aware that we have students that achieve very highly, but we have a very, very low number that are able to attend or that attend post-secondary. To be honest with you, we were quite surprised by that number. We always believed it was higher, but it isn't, and I think this is a step in that direction.
Thank you. Further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Bob Sutton with the South Dakota Bankers Association. It's 11 years in the Capitol testifying in front of committees. I've never been to the Education Committee, so I thought I'd just come in and say hello. I don't know anything about this bill, but it's good to be here, and now I've completed every committee in the legislative process, including government operations and audits, which nobody goes to. So actually, I just wanted to make a statement on behalf of the bankers in the state of South Dakota. And that is that as we look at savings and the savings rate in this country, anything that can be done to encourage savings, and there is no nobler reason for saving than education. we sit here today and say that we urge your support of this bill. We support the concept, and we support the use of the dollars for higher education, because ultimately those become the employees that join the nearly 11,000 people who work in the banking industry in South Dakota. This is a great proposal, and we urge your passage. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents, supporters of 248? Seeing none. Any opponents to 248? Seeing none. Questions of the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Davis.
Question of the Secretary. Mr. Secretary, I, like Elaine Roberts, have been a proponent of this bill every year. Could you tell me what changed the governor's mind?
Mr. Chairman, I have learned a long time ago that I'm not very good at figuring out sometimes how he views things, and it would be better for you to ask him directly, I think.
Mr. Secretary, having read the bill compared to last year, I think Representative Davis, one of the changes, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that it takes the state out of the business of running the plan, where it's just approving plans for other entities. And I think that was a liability issue that he had concerns about.
And Mr. Chairman, that would be my answer if you asked me, but your question was what changed his mind, and I'm reluctant to say that. But for me, clearly this cleans it up and takes care of an issue that was there last year.
Thank you.
Further
you
questions?
You can't veto it.
Further questions? Seeing none, open to committee action on House and Senate Bill 248. Representative Heineman.
Move do pass.
Do pass by Heineman, second by Smith. Discussion on that motion. Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a brief comment. This type of legislation is very positive. I'll be going shortly up to appropriations with LEAP, Leverage Education Opportunity Grants. I think we're doing something now to make school more affordable, so it is a good plan. I'll support it.
Further discussion. Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think this is a good first step. I think the other part of it has to be that all of the parents have to be made aware of the fact that this will be available, and all of the students have to be encouraged from their early years to think about the higher education, not just through the high school years. And that way we can see that percentage increase, and I hope this will be a good first step.
Further remarks on the do pass motion? Seeing none, the question before the committee is a do pass motion. Senate Bill 248, those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will call the roll.
Representative
Barbie? Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion carries. 15-0. 14-0. Representative Wick. Representative Wick moves consent. Is there a second? Second by McCoy. Discussion of the motion. Hearing none. Those in favor of consent will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Goes consent.